Here at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting's annual convention in Kansas City, with me is Lisa Lunds from Wakefield, Nebraska, with the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance. And Lisa, just tell me how you're involved with USFRA.
Well, I've been on the board of directors for U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance since it started a couple years ago, and I've had the opportunity to be involved with a lot of the different activities they've been doing, like the food dialogues.
Well, first tell me a little bit about yourself, Lisa, and why you're on the board.
Well, I'm a corn soybean producer from northeast Nebraska, and I've been on the Nebraska Soybean Board. And so that's how my involvement started with USFRA. And so I have always thought that there's been this disconnection between consumer and agriculture, and there's a lot of questions out there. So I was really excited when USFRA started and brought together a diverse group of agriculture and ag business and to start conversations and start talking about food production.
So it's been, what, 3 years? Is this the
Since 2011 was when it was formed, and they have about 80 affiliates now, and they have really started a lot of conversations.
Yeah. Do you when you first heard of the idea and you first got it going, did you visualize it was going to be as successful as it has been?
No, I think they've accomplished a lot in 2 to 3 years, and I think that has been, kind of a surprise to everybody because, it's just a young organization, and to get things organized takes a lot of work, but they have accomplished a lot of things.
Yeah, because sometimes you just say, oh, what, another organization? But this is more of an organization of organizations.
Yes, and it's more of what I would call a movement, and I think we have to think about it that way. It's a movement because it's not going to happen overnight. This is some people want it to be short-term, some people want it to be long-term, but it really is, in my mind, a long-term movement because the agriculture's voice has been vacant so long and a lot of these conversations about food, and so putting that voice in that void has really been, I think, helpful and really needed to be done because we need to acknowledge consumers' questions and answer those questions and give them, give them an opportunity to ask and understand what we do.
And that's where Food Dialogues has come in, and that's really so many events, it seems like, have been held already. And how do you feel about the success of the Food Dialogues?
I think the Food Dialogues has been very successful. And, they have biotechnology and antibiotics seem to be two of the main topics, along with, hormones and pesticides, which is next on the list to talk about. And their last one in Boston in October was on farm size, which was a new topic. And people just have a lot of questions about that and don't understand, the difference between a vegetable farmer or a corn soybean farmer or a pork producer or cattle rancher. I mean, there's just dairy farmer. I mean, there's just so much diversity out there.
Now, that's an interesting point. And people, you say farmer or you say rancher and people have a little picture that they put in their mind and it just doesn't fit all sizes.
No, it doesn't. And and if you're from the coast or from the Midwest, your perception is totally different. And we are, everybody's removed probably a generation or two or more from the farm. And you used to, know someone on a farm or have that connection. And so you kind of understood how food was raised. And we've lost that. And that's what we need to communicate.
Well, let's talk about the latest of USFRA's activities in terms of helping people understand a little bit more about agriculture, and that was the release just a couple of weeks ago of the trailer and website for the new film Farmland. Tell us about that.
Well, there's a website out there called farmlandfilm.com that tells you about James Mall, the director that is working on this new documentary called Farmland. And then it also has a trailer that kind of gives you a glimpse of what is to come. And I call it a work in progress because he is still working on that documentary. And he has interviewed a lot of families. He has been doing a lot of research. And right now he's in the process of finalizing, what families are going to be announced, and that'll probably be done in the next week. And then he will finish the documentary, and it has been done with generous support from USFRA, but it is a James Mall documentary. And then this winter he will submit it to film festivals, and then it will have its national debut in March of 2014.
Well, as you pointed out, this is it's supported by USFRA. It's not a USFRA production. This particular filmmaker has, you know, he's not an unknown. He's done quite a bit. But what made you, what attracted USFRA to this project?
Well, I think, you know, part of the reason why we thought this project was so important is because there's a lot of documentaries out there about a lot of different subjects, but there is not one about the next generation of farming. And this one, you know, I think they found a great director that is a great listener that wanted to learn more too. And so, you know, as he went out and interviewed these farmers and ranchers, you know, he's had an opportunity to learn also. And yes, he is an award-winning director. And so I think it's given us a great opportunity to create something that hopefully we can use as an education tool, and then something that will spark conversations about food. And, you know, and that is kind of the the goal of USFRA is to spark conversations, have conversations. And I think this documentary will do that.
So that's in the year ahead. Is there anything else in the works that you're excited about with USFRA is going to be moving into in the months and year ahead?
Well, you know, we've been having some regional food dialogues, and the next one is in Iowa on November 19th, and that's a frank discussion about food. And so it will have, you know, producers and university people. And so, you know, in my opinion, the more of these food dialogues we can have, the more conversations we can have. And, you know, USFRA has a great website, www.fooddialogues.com. And if you, under the food source tab, you can find out more information about biotechnology, antibiotics, and they'll be adding more information all the time. And as a producer, you just need to get involved with the conversations, talk to people at the grocery store, talk to your family, and just talk about why you do the things you do.
And that's what's great about bringing food dialogues down to a more local level, because it's nice to have the bird's eye view. And when you're talking about ag, you know, you don't just eat the corn and soybeans that are grown in the Midwest. You know, you have strawberries from California and, you know, whatever. It's all over the place. But when you bring it down to the local level, you're talking about their neighbors and their friends and their people they may not even know who are helping to supply their food. And that really is important.
Yes, and, you know, and a consumer wants a face of where their food comes from. And I think that that's important. And, you know, and as a corn soybean farmer, I'm producing a product that is fed to animals and then, you know, is creating a protein for your diet. And, you know, and that, you know, that's an important part of it too. And so we all have a different contribution, and it's all important.
Well, you mentioned a face, and one of the things that USFRA has done as well is have a faces of agriculture, faces of farming. And how has that worked?
That has been great. There's four individuals that, and I'm not going to name their names because I'll forget one of them, but they have done a great job, and they've been able to do a lot of events and talk to a lot of different people. And, you know, I think some people don't realize that farm families are just like every other family, and their goal is to produce a safe product and to raise their children and run a business. And so I think that has been kind of the message that's been communicated.
You know, when this first started, a lot of people felt like there was no way you could get all these groups and all together in one room and have them agree on anything. But that hasn't been the case, has it?
No, I think, you know, they've put their differences aside, which is very important, and then they've, you know, rallied around a common mission, and that is, you know, getting trust back into modern agriculture, because that's important to all of us, because we all want to continue to do the things that we do, and it's an important piece of what we do.
Well, thank you very much, Lisa, here at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting's annual meeting. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.